Welcome to Let's Unpack That, an audio explainer series on the Latinx and Black Lives Matter Latinx Talk mini reader number one. I'm Naomi Gutierrez, and I will be your host for this episode on the article Expanding the Dialogues, Afro-Latinx Feminisms, written by a roundtable composed of scholars Petra Rivera Rudeo, Omaris Z. Zamora, Sandy Placido, and Dixa Ramirez. This project was created out of a class on Latinx digital humanities at Brown University under the instruction of Professor Kevin Escudero, one of the scholars part of Latinx Talk. Before I begin speaking about this piece, I want to acknowledge my positionalities as a reader and analyzer of this article. I am a Mexican-American woman who grew up in Illinois in a predominantly Mexican low-income community. While I identify as a Latina, I cannot speak on experiences of Afro-Latinas in any way, shape, or form. I do not share the same experiences and societal and systemic pressures as them. I also want to acknowledge my privilege as a student at Brown University interacting with these topics for my final project. In learning from this article, I will move forward with its theories, suggestions, comments, and transformations. I'm really excited to talk about this piece because it sheds light on topics that many communities do not talk about, especially the Latinx and feminist community. These four women touch on the invisibility of Afro-Latinx women in feminist scholarship, feminist movements, Latinx identifying spaces, and Black identifying spaces. This article covers the ways in which Afro-Latina femmes have historically been erased and concealed from these spaces. At the same time, they highlight the importance of acknowledging the role of Afro-Latinas in the feminist movement, claiming that recognizing these populations and their experiences not only allows the feminist movement to become stronger, but it also allows it to be one that furthers racial and social justice efforts. It expands and transforms the meaning of feminism. Throughout the article, these scholars also offer ways in which to begin including the Afro-Latina. For example, Professor Zamora calls folks to recognize the fluidity of identities, especially considering the blurry and/or hardened lines between the Latinx and Black identity. All in all, this article is a call to realize the importance of intersectionality in social justice movements, bringing into the forefront silenced and oppressed populations such as Afro-Latinas. It is also a call to see the Afro-Latina through all of their experiences, from transnationalism and dislocation to anti-Blackness. We must begin seeing them for all their humanity. Before I begin analyzing and describing this article in further detail, I want to equip you all with the necessary tools. In this case, I mean I'm going to share some definitions of key terms found in this article and podcast. We begin with our first key term, anti-Black racism. Anti-Black racism is defined as the policies, practices, systems, and actions that reinforce ideals, attitudes, prejudices, and discriminations toward Black folks and those of African descent. Our second key term, racialization, is a term found in the realm of sociology. Racialization is a process of placing ethnic or racial identities to a relationship, social practice, or group that did not identify itself as such. Our third key term is transnationalism, which is defined as the economic, political, and cultural processes that extend beyond the boundaries of nation states. Our fourth key term is diaspora. It is defined as populations that disperse from their original homelands and are now found in a different location. Our fifth key term, intersectionality, is a term coined by Kimberly Crenshaw to describe how race, class, gender, and other individual characteristics intersect with one another and overlap. Our sixth key term is displacement. It is defined as the moving of something from its place or position. In this podcast, we will be thinking about the displacement of groups physically or geographically, and also the displacement of bodies in literature, media, and history. Our seventh key term is structural violence. It is defined as institutional and systemic actions that hurt and harm communities by preventing them from meeting their basic needs. Our eighth key term is feminism. It is briefly defined as advocating for women's rights and thus equality of sexes. Now let's talk about some key takeaways from the article. I want to preface this by stating that these are key takeaways from my perspective. That is to say that these are points I felt were central to the article, but someone else might add or expand on some points I will be mentioning. Intersectionality is one of the central points in this article. It allows us to view the many ways in which a body is oppressed or privileged. In this article, we acknowledge the experiences and identities of Afro-Latinas who are, to quote Angela Jorge, oppressed by sex, cultural identity, and color. These oppressions manifest in a multitude of ways. Here we see that women of color, specifically Afro-Latinx women, are often overlooked in the mainstream feminist movement and feminist theory. Professor Rivera Redio highlights this when she states that Afro-Latinx women are, quote, oppressed by the act of omission or absence of literature addressing her needs, end quote. Simultaneously, they are made to feel invisible in Latinx spaces, and vice versa. This brings up another central point of this article, calling for the dismantling of anti-Black ideals in all of these communities and spaces. Anti-Blackness has long been plaguing the world and society since the slave trade and processes of settler colonialism. Anti-Black racism keeps Afro-Latinx people invisible in Latinx spaces, especially because the Latinx identity is one that still holds onto racist and colorist ideals. Rivera details this further in saying, quote, anti-Blackness not only hinders the women's movement, but also Puerto Rican communities, unquote. Or we can say Latinx communities to be more general. Professor Placido adds to this conversation in calling to center experiences of darker-skinned Afro-Latinas, combating racist and colorist ideals. Professor Rivera ends their segment with a strong message, quote, for me, Afro-Latinx feminism ensures that combating racism in all forms, including within Latinx communities, is part and parcel of feminist actions for social justice, unquote. In this article, then, we see that we will be stronger once we recognize the oppressions faced by many bodies in our communities, especially the Black and femme bodies. Another central idea in this article is the recognition of transnationalism and diasporas. Professor Zamora and Placido bring up ideas of transnationalism in Afro-Latinas. They offer an Afro-Latinx feminist thought that would recognize the ways in which fluidity is woven into the identity of an Afro-Latina. Through fluidity, the Afro-Latinx experience of shifting, amplifying, and muting identities and labels between Afro-Latina, Latina, and Black is recognized. Especially as folks of the African diaspora, Professor Zamora urges Afro-Latinas to reflect, quote, through dislocation, displacement, and the ongoing movements of their bodies and identities, end quote. Lastly, Professor Ramirez questions, what is beyond representation? For her, it is humanity. She calls for us to reject Western ideals of humanity. With this acknowledgement, we begin making visible the humanity of Afro-Latinas, who have shaped the world in various aspects. In closing, I want to leave you all with some powerful messages from these thinkers. First, we must begin giving Afro-Latinas their rightful place in history and in future generations. Second, we must see Afro-Latinx feminisms as global and intersectional organizing, one that takes into account battling anti-Black racism in communities and society, and simultaneously extending feminist thought to include our Afro-Latinx sisters and their needs. Now that I have covered some key takeaways, I will leave you all with some discussion questions or journal prompts. Really, whatever you want to think of these as. My hope is that these questions will allow you to reflect on this specific piece and allow you to find a connection with it. These questions will also be found in the transcript of this podcast. So, to begin, our first question is, how does this article shift your view of feminism and what it means? Second question is, think of your own intersectional identity. In what ways or situations do you feel your identity shifts? How do you feel the term fluidity can help you understand yourself? Third question, what does it mean to be human? Why is it important to shed light on Afro-Latina's humanity? Fourth question, Who are your ancestors? How do you wish to make space for them in your daily life, in your identity, in history, and in future spaces? Fifth question. How do movements benefit from thinking about multiple communities and temporal spaces? Sixth question. How can we break anti-Blackness in our communities? What stories do we tell? What terms do we begin using? What histories do we spread? Before closing off, I would love to share with you all some additional resources that will allow you to further explore and think through these ideas. Again, these resources will be included and linked in the transcript of this podcast. First, in thinking about anti-Blackness in the Latina community, this platform, Latinx Talk, has an article titled, Dear Latinas, Your Anti-Blackness Will Not Save You, written by Michaela Machicote. On intersectionality, I offer a blog or article post written by intersectionaljustice.org. And to read more on the topic of Afro-Latina and Afro-Latina feminisms, I offer an article written by Leila Gonzalez titled For an Afro-Latin American Feminism. I also offer an article written by blackfeministpedagogies.com titled The Need for Afro-Latina Visibility. Lastly, I offer an article written by Canela Lopez titled It's Time for Non-Black Latinx People to Talk About Anti-Blackness in Our Own Communities, and the conversation starts at home. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Let's Unpack That. You can access other episodes on the website latinxtalk.org and reach out to me if you have any questions or want to continue the conversation at naomi_gutierrez@brown.edu. Signing off, take care, much love, Naomi Gutierrez.